Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
7:03 in the a.m. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Ed Norris, Rob Long, Jeremy Kahn is off today. We're all brought to you by the Baltimore area Jiffy Lube locations. So, Ed, you have the story. What's going on in North Cackalacka?
Well, a man named Antonio Martinez is suing Steve Smith, the, you know, all-pro receiver who played for the Panthers most of his career and was also a Raven, for having an affair with his wife, who was a member of the Ravens marching band.
$100,000.
$100,000. In North Carolina, there is a law called the Home Wrecker Law, and it's the Alienation of Affection Law is what it's officially known as. When you can sue someone if they are causing the damage to your marriage by sleeping with the spouse. I guess it goes either way.
So $100,000 make it feels better. Makes it
I
feel
guess.
Better.
Or at least, you know, you're trying to take some kind of penalty from the person who did this. Again, going after the guy who didn't marry instead of being angry at your wife, but that's me, but whatever. But yeah, this is a law. It's been in the news because it was leaked by the impacted husband. He leaked texts and photos and stuff between the two of them, and that's where we are now. The point is, in a case, like, what would you do? What have you done if you discovered that your husband or wife or whatever was cheating on you? And it's actually pretty funny. I was in the car yesterday going to the hospital, and I was listening to a local radio station down here in Tampa, and I don't know if it was staged or real, but it was really entertaining. There's a show called the Joe Show, and their morning drive show. They have a segment where people call in if they think they're being cheated on. Yeah, the Joe Show. And this woman called in and said she thought her boyfriend was cheating on her with a coworker, and she explained
his coworker.
They call the guy, the boyfriend, soliciting him as a florist. They said, we're a new florist. We're trying to expand our business. They offer him free roses if he takes a survey. Instead of going through the whole bit, it was good, though. You know,
and she didn't get the roses.
Well, it's live. It's on air. They're doing this on air. And they say the call's recorded for, you know, for whatever purposes. And then they say, well, who would you like to send them to? After they convince him to take part in this free rose delivery, he sends it to the girlfriend from work. And then, of course, they have his real girlfriend, the one who complained, on the other line. She gets on with him, and there you have it. But it was a great bit.
They set him up?
Yeah, it was total.
Man, that's messed up, man.
Yeah, yeah.
That's messed up.
It was really entertaining. I found myself that moment when you can't get out of the car?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's where I was. I was sitting in the, you know, waiting to pull up to the valet at the hospital.
I told Maria Dennis, the traffic on 695 has nothing to do with an accident. People listen to the show. Then we'll get out of the car.
Exactly.
So, Ed, tell me about your situation. You said you were cheated on.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I've had it happen a couple of times. You know, I found out.
You mean the most interesting one?
I'm old. So it's like, well, I think an adult, you know, teenage ones are ridiculous, something when you're in high school or whatever. But I guess I had a girlfriend, serious girlfriend, before I got, you know, obviously married here. And I just suspected that she was hanging out with a guy. It was, you know, again, same kind of thing.
This is one I know.
You may.
Yeah, okay.
Not going to get into that.
I got you.
And it's not a coworker, but it was someone she dealt with at work, et cetera. I was getting very suspicious. I'm like, this is, you know, when you start talking about somebody like this at home all the time.
And,
yeah. You know, that, that, I'm like, uh-huh, mm-hmm. And now my, you know, my spider senses are tingling. And one night, phone rings like 10:30 at night. It's hers. I see someone's name come across the phone. I'm like, huh, that's a guy. 10:30 at night, that's interesting.
Yeah.
I just take it. I sneak into another room. I pick up the phone. I open it. And I just don't say hello, hello. So you're right. I just mumble into the phone. And here a guy says, hello? Hey, hi, hello. Hey, it's I'm like, I just say, hey, can I ask you one question? I said, why are you calling my girlfriend at 10:30 at night? And that, and then he silence.
He fumbled.
Yeah. Then the guy goes on to explain to
some bitch.
She told me she was single. I had no idea. I didn't know she was with somebody. He goes, I'll say it in front of her. He did. I put him on speaker. And that was that. So, I mean, that's one where I actually got suspicious, got lucky, and found out. And he actually, you know, I was mad at him initially. I'm like, nah, not his fault.
Exactly. You didn't have a problem with him.
Yeah. No,
even if he knew she was dating you, would you have a problem with him?
No, not as much as her. Yeah, but yeah, apparently
that's just
and I believed him because he did say it in front of the three of us.
That's all I was like. Did you see the movie Brown Sugar? Tay Diggs walked in a restaurant on his wife with another man, and he said, "Hey," he said, "she told me she wasn't married." He said, "I know you believe it because she done had a $20,000 rock on her hand that I bought."
Yeah.
So that's wow. I don't know if I've never found out that I've been cheated on. I'm not saying I haven't. I don't know it. I just never it never revealed itself to me. So I don't know it at all. 410-583-1057 is the number. I think to me, and I know this is going to be probably an insensitive comment of mine, but dude, what's his name? Martinez?
Yeah, Antonio Martinez.
Antonio Martinez act like a little bitch right now. And maybe that's why she sought somebody else in the first place. You're sitting there going after this dude for your wife cheating on you. Leave her. Just move on. If it's that, just move on, dude. All of this, that's just, to me, in my opinion, that's just way too much. Are you that, and I'm king petty. But I'm not so petty that I'm going after some dude because my wife or girlfriend or whomever cheated on me. That's not even a petty law. The
law is what gets me. It's like I really don't fault the husband of doing this because
I do.
Being in that position, you're out of your mind because it's so funny. We had that encore the other day. We said, "Can women cause you problems in life?"
Yeah.
And I was like, "Is that a serious question?" It's like the biggest problems I've ever had were caused by women, and you know, in relationships. I can see where, because they can drive you out of your mind. I guess it's the same when a woman thinks her husband's cheating on her. It makes you crazy. The person you're supposed to trust the most is deceiving you, and it's like, I get it. You know, it's like, it happens both sides. I've been on both sides of this. It's something. So you do things that are kind of irrational, I guess, sometimes. And he did. I mean, but the law is stupid. I just don't know how. Because you have to, I read into this. I read the law. You have to be successful in this lawsuit.
Yeah.
You have to prove there was love and affection in your marriage.
How do you do
how
that?
How do you prove that?
How do you do that? We went on vacation together. We had sex. I don't. How do you prove there was love and affection?
That's not proof. And that's I'm reading one of them. That's ridiculous.
So she said, "I never loved you."
Yeah.
How do you say you're lying? You did.
I think that's all you have to say. It's over.
It's love and affection on them too, because she texted. This will be a love. This is a storybook love. She texted that to Steve Smith.
But what if she says she never loved the husband? How does the husband prove
that? Them being married already proves that. It's on the person doing that to prove that the other person is in love with their spouse. And it happens a lot. We can talk about it when we get back from the break, but it happens a lot in North Carolina.
Want to take your phone calls.
I don't know how many states have this.
410-583-1057. You said five states? Joe's going to give you the other four as well up next right here on The Fan.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Hey, you're not telling the man to cry you a river, are you? You cold for that, Joe. Joe's telling the man to cry me a river.
They could even use both ways.
Oh, my gosh. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on The Fan. Antonio Martinez is suing Steve Smith Sr. under North Carolina's home wrecker law. He is seeking $100,000 in damage because Steve Smith and his wife, Nicole, had an affair. Now, Joe, walk us through. First of all, you said North Carolina is one of five
states. Six states.
So who are the other five?
Hawaii, Mississippi, New Mexico, South Dakota, and Utah. And I do need to
wait. Utah has a home record. Can't you have like five wives in Utah?
Not legally.
Wow. Okay.
And Ed was right. I was wrong. He needs to prove, Martinez needs to prove that he had a loving marriage, which he used a post from their marriage on Facebook saying, where she said, this is going to be a storybook marriage.
Yeah, because you have to prove, he has proved genuine love and affection.
And that's what he put in his lawsuit to prove that they had a genuine love for each other. Then she also texted Steve Smith saying, I haven't felt a spark like this in years, which implies that she was in love with her husband, but she's not anymore.
Yeah.
I could say in court, I wasn't talking about him.
I mean, I guess.
I don't know, but then again, I don't know why she would argue against it anyway, because she's not being sued. He is.
Yeah. In North Carolina, it's estimated there's about 200 alienation of affection cases filed every year.
Wow.
It's by far the most popular in North Carolina, but there are people that have successfully won. It is difficult, but for instance, There's a woman in 2010 that won a $9 million suit against her husband's mistress.
$9 million.
There was another $1.4 million suit in 2001 that was successful.
So Steve Smith's getting off cheap.
Yeah.
What about, remember the defensive lineman for the Philadelphia Eagles who stole somebody's wife from North Carolina? I wonder if he got sued under that. You remember a couple of years ago? You don't remember that?
I do not remember that.
I do. I'll look it up. A defensive lineman for the Eagles stole somebody's wife in North Carolina.
The craziest one is there was a woman in 2011 that was ordered to pay $30 million to somebody.
$30 million? That's ridiculous.
I mean, they and like as you understand, I think a lot of people know, most of the time, they never get this money.
No, no.
But it is like, I think it's just, it's very embarrassing, I suppose, is what, like, that's the point, is to embarrass somebody.
Yeah, I'm curious. I thought there was a cap on it, because Steve Smith's case, he's seeking $100,000 in damages.
And, yes,
maybe there is now, but these are older. So
here it is, right here. He did get sued, Alienation of Affection. Fletcher Cox.
Oh,
remember that? Yeah, he got sued, Alienation of Affection. Yep. Court records appear. $50,000 in damages is what he had to pay. Well, he got sued for. Let's go to Rashawn in Baltimore. What's up, Rashawn?
Good morning, fellas.
Good morning.
Hey, man. Y'all see that movie, The Mac? I know you've seen it, Rob.
Yeah.
With Goldie.
Yeah.
He told the guy, man, hey, man, your chick chose me. You feel me? Like, you know. But anyway, man. I ain't say chick, so you know what he said, right?
I remember the scene. That's what made me laugh.
Yeah, right.
I agree. Saying, but, that's not how that went.
I ain't know if I can say the word. I heard you say the word earlier. I don't know if I can say it, though, you know. But anyway, man. But
How did you see that movie? It's like 50 years old.
It's a classic, man.
It's a classic. It's like Uptown Saturday Night. Let's do it again.
I know it because it came out in the 70s.
Man, you know, I am 40, man. You know, so I'm up there. I see a lot, you know. But,
baby.
Hey, listen. I was cheated on right back in 2011. You know, I was a young guy. Met a girl. She had a young daughter. Bought a house. My first house when I was at 23. We moved in together. But then she started, you know, talking about marriage and everything. So I proposed to her on a cruise. We was in Bermuda. September 2011. 6 months later, in March, we was broken up. The way I found out, I opened up some mail. You know, no man, I don't do this. I don't open up no mail. I don't go to no girl phone. None of that stuff, man. You know, and I opened up that letter to her friend, and it was, you know, everything I needed to know. So we moved out. Hey, Ed.
Yeah.
You know, you met the person too.
I know.
Yeah, you know.
I remember you told me at the time. Yeah.
You know, and we good friends now. She hates when I tell this story. I've been telling this story for years on different radio stations and everything like that. You know, she got different versions of it, but hey, this is my story, and I'm sticking with it. But
I like her actually. She's very cool.
She's a good person.
Yeah, the other dude liked it too.
Yeah, you know, must ain't like her enough, man. You know, she was trying to come back 6 months later though, but yeah, I was depressed and heartbroken and everything. My mom went to work one day, my supervisor at the time, man. Shout out to him, John Mangold, man. He pulled me in, had a good talk with me and everything. And then I just got over it, though, you know. And ever since then,
I
ain't gonna lie, man.
It sound like you're over it to me.
I'm over it, but it was just a traumatic event to me.
I'm sure, you know, it is. That's got to be traumatic. I can only imagine. That's nothing to play with, man. Thanks a lot, Rashawn. Yeah, yeah. By the way, that was a... Fletcher Cox settled out of court on his.
Yeah.
I remember that because they had pictures of the girl and everything. Girl started going up to Philadelphia, following him around and stuff. Oops. See that? Now, she's going to Philly to follow him around. Why does she not get sued? Okay, you can sue Fletcher Cox, but you're married to her. She doesn't get sued too?
Probably doesn't have the money like Steve. Like, he knows that he can't get any money from her.
Is it? No, but that's beside the point. It should be allowed to. What if you do? You're married to someone with money.
Well, he'll get alimony, won't he?
That just.
If she has money.
Dude, it's just to me, it seems something wrong that in that situation, that the guy or the girl, whoever it is, they're the one getting sued. Meanwhile, your spouse does not.
Well, it's even scary. Yes. It's even scarier than that. The more you think about this, it's like, first of all, it's the other person. You sue the third party, according to what I read.
Right.
So you're not suing your spouse. You're suing the third party.
Yeah.
But more than that, which really scary, and pick the Fletcher Cox case. He's a Philadelphia player. What if none of this took place ever in North Carolina?
Did this take place in North Carolina with Steve Smith? That's what I was wondering.
No. Well, I mean, I may have at some point, but the one that
was she's a Ravens
a playoff, marcher. Right? Ravens marcher up here with the team. One of them was at a playoff game. They had some kind of meeting in a hotel room, and like you know,
well, we know that wasn't the Carolina.
Panthers, right? Yeah. So, yeah, you know, it wasn't the Panthers. So I'm like, so if you happen to hook up with somebody who's a North Carolina, you know, resident. You could be sued if you're from like Washington State or New York State or like that's insane.
Well, I think that's why it's so hard to prove. Like that's why they don't usually find success in doing this.
Let's go to Chris in New Jersey. What's up, Chris?
What's going on, Rob? Kamish, how y'all doing?
Doing well. How are you?
Doing well, man.
Antonio, get your money, man. Don't worry about it.
Well, see if he does.
You know what? He got a piece of his wife. Now he can get a piece of Steve Smith's bank account. As far as
you ain't getting your wife back.
Hey, you know what?
You're not getting your wife back. What I mean? Okay, fine. You get $100,000, and in 2025, and what?
What if she was the breadwinner, Rob? What is this man supposed to do now?
What if? What are we going with? What ifs?
I mean, that doesn't.
I don't. What ifs? Your wife cheated on you, and you're suing the dude. Maybe that's why she cheated on you. That's the type of dude you are. So I cheat on you and you go after that person? Well, that, to me, I'm sorry. That says a lot about the dude. So you got a problem with me, so you go after Steve Smith.
Maybe they're just all terrible, and he just wants the money out of it.
That's it.
You're all awful people. Exactly. I want $100,000.
Exactly. I mean, that just to me, that says something about the dude. I got a problem with my wife cheating on me, so let me sue this guy who did it. I'm serious. I got a problem with that. 410-583-1057 is the number. Jacob Calvin-Meyer joins us at 8 o'clock. We're on the other side. An AFC executive says the Ravens need to answer for drafting Mike Green due to their zero-tolerance claim. And I agree. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan.
Eric did. I mean, it was Eric. It was our scouts. I was in all the meetings. I heard all the reports. It's not so much what they were and what they weren't is just as important. And the coaches and administrators and teammates at Marshall were fully supportive of everything he had done there. And the same at UVA. It wasn't any different at UVA. It was exactly the same from that standpoint. So it was. I talk about due diligence. It was exhaustive what these guys have done. And we made a decision based on what we felt was fair.
Can we start with the BS, please? Let's just stop. You drafted him because he's talented. UVA let him go.
They did. All right, hang on. He left UVA. They offered him to come back.
But that's just if the guy.
That's
was,
a big difference.
But if the guy was a top 20 pick and you got him in the back of the second round, stop with the narratives. We drafted him because we needed a pass rusher and he fell.
Yeah.
Because he don't tell me everything was clean because he would not have fallen that far. Just stop with the reason why other people are now questioning the Ravens because the Ravens come across as trying to be super squeaky clean. You're not. You're just like every other football team in that you want talent. And that's fine by me. What's not fine by me is you selling me the fact that you're above it. You're not above it. You drafted a guy with a checkered pass. I would have. NFL, high school's different. NFL's not. My job is to win. This guy helps you win. Stop with the nonsense. And that's why an AFC executive says he wants them to answer for it because you're the one saying, well, we got zero tolerance to this. You don't have zero tolerance.
But again, why does this? Hang on a second. Let me push back a bit. Two things. First of all, he did leave UVA on his own accord. They offered him back. He was suspended, and then they offered him a slot, but he wanted to leave.
Why was he suspended?
I guess one of his allegations.
There you go. So
Rob,
he did not leave, but he was suspended. He was suspended.
Yes. Yes, these allegations exist. But they offered him to come back. So that tells me that there was nothing to this or he would have been expelled for it. Anyway, he leaves. The allegations made. They interviewed all these people. They decide, no, there's not much to this. They make a decision. I would have drafted him too. That's not quite the point. I just hate all this. This guy, he got to be got. People make false allegations all the time and commonly. I mean, that's we all know this. The other thing is, and something that pisses you off, you were mad at Daboll for not coming clean at a press conference and not standing up for what was said. Why do we always take these anonymous coaches and executives' words as if you got something to say, say it? come out front. AFC team. Well, there's only 16 of them. 15 are left because one's the Ravens. Who is it? Who said this? And I hate these, again, anonymous accusations. Well, the Ravens are supposed to be squeaky clean. They have a zero tolerance policy. Well, then stand up and, you know, stand by what you're saying, sir. Drives me crazy.
Okay, let's go away from the anonymous then. If nothing's done, if nothing's there, then why did a guy that by everybody's mock draft was top 20, some top 10, why did he fall to the back of the second round if nothing's there? If you said there's 15 other AFC teams, but there's 31 other NFL teams. If nothing is there, why does a guy who is a unanimous top 20 pick and higher in some drafts, why does he fall to the back of the set? Because there is some smoke there. And again, I don't care. Just don't sell me the, well, we checked out everything. Well, if everybody checked out everything and everything's fine, then draft the man where he was projected to be drafted. Instead of, he almost fell to the third round. I don't believe it.
So
I don't believe.
If you drafted 20 spots further up, would you be happy with
it? I'm okay with drafting the way it was because it's a steal. But I don't believe the narrative of you checked and everything turned out right. Because if everything turned out right, you're getting the same report everybody else gets. The man is drafted where he's supposed to be drafted. Just say he's talented, he fell, and we just couldn't let it go. Just tell me that, and I'm cool with that. But stop telling me you checked it out and everything's fine. Everything's not fine. Because if everything was fine, he's a first-round draft pick. Let's be honest. If everything's fine, this man is a first-round draft pick. So everything wasn't fine.
We don't know that. You're surmising. Again, look, we're in the same business. Do we have any facts? No. You have someone who's putting his face on camera saying, we checked him out, and we're happy with the result. We found there's nothing. Harbaugh's come out in front by name and by face, as is DaCosta, the executive who's came up in this, you know, this last thing about the Ravens, you know, criticized them, has not. And I'm not saying he is or he isn't. I don't know either. He could be guilty of sin. But if they went and interviewed people and they said, nah, we didn't find anything, that's the question they're being asked. The Ravens are being asked about specifically this, not about why'd he fall. They're asking, like, why'd you pick him with your policy? And they're saying, we talked to people and we're satisfied with it.
Why does she do a Sanders fall? Why does she do a Sanders fall?
All accounts, he was a jerk.
Okay. Why did Mike Green fall?
Because he had allegations in his past.
Allegations made him fall.
Yeah.
Okay. We had a man who was on film. With a gas mask on, smoking weed back when weed was still taboo. He still went in the first round. Weed was taboo at the time.
Yeah.
Wasn't legal. And they still drafted him in the first round. And this is on film. This man fell because of just allegations. I'm not believing it. I'm just not. I refuse to believe it. And at the same time, and I'll say again, I'll shout from the highest hill in Baltimore, I'm okay with drafting him. Why? Because I needed a pass rusher, and this is the NFL. He ain't marrying my daughter. So I'm okay with drafting. I just don't give me a narrative that you don't even believe. They don't even believe that nonsense. Because if they did, he'd have been a first-round draft pick. You don't believe the BS that you're trying to sell me. Because if you did, somebody would have drafted this kid in the first round if there's nothing there. Let's go to Parkville and get Eli. What's up, Eli?
Good morning, fellas. Hey, I'm not mad about the pick at all because now we thinking like the Eagles. Now we thinking like the Chiefs. They signed Kareem Hunt. They signed all them pass defenders. Why does it matter?
It doesn't matter to me either. So, right? Eli, I'm with you. I'm with you. I said that. But just don't try to sell me something that is just not believable because this kid's a first-round draft pick that almost slipped to the third round. I don't care. And because I don't care, I don't want to hear your narrative of why you did it. I don't want to hear it.
It's just for an image. Y'all take it easy. Y'all
you
get
too.
Friday.
Have a good weekend, man. Have a good weekend. Yeah, I mean, the message I want to get across is I don't care. So stop trying to convince me. You don't have to convince me. He was super talented. He's the second best pass rusher by some accounts. Some people,
maybe
Ed, had him the best.
Maybe the best.
Exactly. I want the guy. Remember before the allegations came, before the words, all the information came out about him, he was my first round pick. I was saying Mike Green on a show in Cleveland months ago when a dude from Cleveland was like, who's Mike Green? Kid from Marshall. You think he's going in the first round? 2 weeks later, that same guy texted me like, man, good call, because he was soaring up the draft boards. Mm-hmm. I wanted him then. I wanted him more than a safety. Now, when all these stories came out. So, well, let me go get the safety from Georgia because let me get Starks because he's my second best player. So the Ravens got the two players that I wanted in one draft. I'm good. But I just don't want you lying to me, telling me everything. It ain't check out good. Stop, man. It ain't check out good. Stop. Just tell me.
I mean, I don't know what you wanted to say. You want to say, yeah, he was dirty, but we took him anyway.
No, just tell me. Hey, look at the camera and say, look, man, you got Mike Green sitting there. We're about to get out of the second round. He's sitting there. You wouldn't draft him. And my answer would be, damn right I'd draft him. I'd have gotten him in the first round, to be honest with you, Eric. But that's cool. I don't care. You got a safety that's going to help out one of the best defenders, the guy who's going to be, in my opinion, could be a defensive player of the year, and Kyle Hamilton. You got him help back there. Then you got somebody coming off that edge that's going to wreak havoc to help out the offense that can put 40 points on the board if you're getting the ball back. Winner. Winner. Let's get to the Super Bowl. That's all I care about. 410-583-1057 is the number. Jacob Calvin-Meyer joins us at 8 o'clock. But on the other side, Cedric Mullins named the Athletics April All-Star Team. Ed, I want you to answer this on the other side. Has he proven that he deserves an extension? Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on The Fan.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide. Or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball, the game's official home for games, is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
Ed.
Yeah.
And we're going to move on to Cedric, but I got this tweet in response to the whole Steve Smith Sr. thing. Mm-hmm. The notorious CTE says, got to slide Mrs. Smith's DMs at this point. Eye for an eye, whatnot. She probably mad enough. Hey, girl, he had to do you that way. Oh, eye for an eye, Mrs. Smith. You know what I mean? Yeah.
He did call him.
Want to piss him off?
Yeah.
Cedric Mullins is having a heck of a start to this season, his 2025 season. This is also his walk year, his contract year. And we know that you are probably, you're only at least the executive board. I don't know if you're president of the Cedric Mullins fan club.
I'm up there.
You're up there. You're an executive. Has he earned his extension in your opinion?
My opinion, yes. I think he's, again, we have a bunch of look like very talented young players and some vets who are actually delivering. I don't want to lose a vet who's delivering, who's still playing at a high level. I mean, let's not forget the home run he stole the other night in the Yankee series. His bat's been on fire. He can still, he's faster than he was last season. He looks like he's in better shape. But, I mean, I don't want him to go. I'd like to see him stay here. I'd like to see him retire as an Oriole.
I love me some Sid. I love him. I do. But there's some things that I got to evaluate, all right? Mm-hmm. I've seen this year where if the balls hit to the left or the right of Sid, base runners are now going balls to the wall to second base, and there's nothing he can do about it.
That was arm, you mean?
Yes.
Yeah.
That's always been an issue. But it's more of an issue now than it's ever been. Yeah. There's some holes in this game, and I don't give a man – if I went into the season not knowing if I wanted to give him an extension, I'm not giving him an extension based on what he did in April. Let's say this was Gunnar Henderson's mm-hmm. year for an extension, and he had a slow start to April. Would you say now you don't want to sign him because of slow start to April? No, because you're looking at the body of work.
Well, it's also the age and stuff too.
Yeah. I'm looking at the body of work for Cedric Mullins right now. I still don't know if I want to extend him. If Ben McDonald is right and they go on and trade Kobe Mayo but then again, I don't know if you want to do that because who's your first baseman? Is it Basayo? I don't know what they're gonna do. But if they do that, then, yeah, that may say I keep Cedric Mullins around, I guess, because I'm making different decisions. But at this moment right now, I don't know if I want to extend Cedric Mullins. I don't. Not based on the hot April. Give me the body. If Cedric Mullins finished the season at 234 with a 710 OPS and a 305 on base percentage, I'm not extending him.
No.
That's what he did last year. Or what if he goes bats 233 with a 305 on base percentage and a 721 OPS? I'm not extending him. That's what he did the year before that. So April doesn't overcome 23 and 24. April is April. Let me see. Let's start talking in July and August and see what Cedric Mullins is then. Because if he's the guy that he's been for the last 2 or 3 years, I don't know if I want to extend a 31-year-old. I don't know if I want to do that. He's 30 now, but yeah. You know, he's 31 when he comes back.
I don't know. He's a great defensive center fielder. He did well the second half. Late last season, he did well and continued to start the season. So I'm confident he's going to continue. I don't know if he's going to continue at the level he ripped it up in April. But I still think he's a good player. And I kind of forgive or at least accept when center fielders don't have, you know, rifle arm, because I always reserve that for right fielders. We've had a series of those guys, you know, for Markakis and even Hayes in left field. He had one of the best arms we've ever had. Corner outfielders tend to be better because the throws are longer, but whatever. I mean, I like the play. I like what he's doing.
I can excuse not having a strong arm, but his arm is a liability. I don't think he's at a point where he doesn't have a strong arm. His arm, when base runners, the ball's not going to the wall. It's just going to your left or to your right, and they're just mm-hmm. – I saw Detroit do it 3 times in one game. They just put their heads down and said, "I'm running." That's a lie. That's not having a strong arm. That's your arm is a liability.
Well, let's look at his stats for his last second half of the season. So we'll go from June, July, August, September.
Okay.
He started off with an on-base percentage of 250, 277, 162. Then got up to 329, 357, 324, 368. He was on base a lot the second half of the season, and he's had a great start to this season. So, you know, I'm kind of looking at it that way.
And again, I'm not saying I don't want to extend him. I'm saying I'm not sure. And if I'm not competing for Cedric Mullins right now, I mean, who else is knocking down the door? I don't know. I think Cedric Mullins is one of those players that by the end of the season, he wants to be here. You give him the right offer, he'll sign. It's not. I don't think Cedric Mullins will be one of the more coveted free agents. If he doesn't want to sign, he feels offended and things like that, then I'm sorry. But the business right now of what I'm trying to do moving forward, I'm not saying he doesn't fit. I'm saying I don't know if he fits. Mm-hmm. I don't. Yeah. So I need an entire 2025 season to figure this out. April ain't enough for me. Because if it was enough, he'd be signed already.
But we're gonna. That's what we got to deal with right now. Because I mean, if we're gonna do that, then of course. I mean, if he falls off in the next 5 months, no.
Yeah.
Obviously.
Yeah. And I'm not sure. I'm not sure if he will. 410-583-1057 is the number. Let's get our buddy Antonio in Rosedale. What's up, Antonio?
Good morning.
Good morning, sir. How are you?
Morning, man.
Good. How you guys doing?
Doing well.
All right.
TGIF and PYT.
It's Friday now, man. Thanks a lot.
Welcome. Can the Orioles starting rotation keep them competitive in the AL East? And you guys have a fantastic weekend.
You too. Tomo can keep them competitive. And then a bullpen.
Yeah, that's right.
He's got to be. I don't know if the rotation can, Ed. Do you?
No. Absolutely. The only pitcher I have confidence in right now is Tomo. That's it. I'm waiting for people to return. The bullpen's been strong. We got some good guys in the bullpen. You know, King Felix is back, but other than Tomo, I get really nervous because you never know. You don't know what kind of outing you're going to get. You know, and it's for everybody. I mean, Kramer and Martin Gibson. It's been ugly, man. It's really been ugly. It's only 1 month, so hopefully it changes in May and June.
The Kentucky Derby is coming this weekend. Dick Girardi will join us at 9 o'clock. But on the other side, we're going to keep talking some baseball with Jacob Calvin Meyer from Baltimore Sun, BaltimoreSun.com on The Fan.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now. And what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The revolution redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colone for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.